Good morning, everyone. Reading again from Path to Shiva, Lesson 4. What is a religion? A religion is a system of belief about God, soul, and world. Throughout history, seekers around the world have tried to understand the nature of things. They struggle to unravel the mysteries of the mind, of ultimate reality, and the purpose of life. They puzzled about the cause of suffering and the way to relieve it. They analyzed good and evil, virtue and vice. These quests for truth have produced various systems of thought. Those based on a belief in God or a holy presence are called religions or faiths. Today, there are about a dozen major religions in the world and hundreds of smaller ones. Of Earth's 7.4 billion people, 6 billion are followers of a religion. Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Chinese folk religion, and Buddhism are the five largest. Many traditional cultures have ancient faiths. Most religions have sacred texts called scriptures. Hinduism's primary scriptures are the Vedas. Buddhists have the Dhammapada. Christians look to the Bible, and Muslims have the Quran. Scriptures and the teachings of saints through history define how life should be lived and what happens when we die. Each faith has its places of worship, priesthood, and holy rites. Religions are not all the same. Their beliefs and practices differ, often greatly. Of Earth's major religions, Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism, and Sikhism, are Eastern. Judaism, Zoroastrianism, Christianity, and Islam are Western. There is a vast difference between Eastern and Western religions, with Eastern goals being unitive and introspective, and Western goals being dualistic, extroverted. Eastern faiths tend to see God in all things, and everything is sacred. Western faiths tend not to believe that God pervades everything and make a strong distinction between what is sacred and what is profane. While Eastern faiths hold the karma, reincarnation, and liberation, the Western postulate a single life for the soul, followed by reward or punishment. And Gurudeva's quote, "Religion is the connection between the three worlds, and temple worship is how you can get your personal connection with the inner worlds." Of course, the major point on this with Hindus is that many Hindus believe that all religions are the same. Well, that came up recently at the Hindu Mandir Executives Conference, right? That was a hot topic there for a while. It's an interesting concept, and it's probably based on the idea that truth is one, paths are many. That's where Hindus believe there's a one truth, one God. And as I jokingly say, Hindus just don't agree on the name and the nature of that God. But there is just one. So the idea that there's one supreme being gets stated is that, well, therefore all religions must be the same because there's just one supreme being. But they're quite different, and see how different they are, all you have to do is look at the orthodox of any religion and see what they say about their religion and compare it to Hinduism. They're the ones who know, right? Oh, for example, a few years ago we had an interfaith gathering in Midland, Texas. I think there were five of us on the stage. Judaism, Episcopal, Hindu, Catholic and Baptist was the group. And the question was this: in your faith, is humanity a one family? That's the question. Well, I answered it with a Hindu point of view that Hindus believe everyone's a divine being. The soul's in there, even if it's covered up, not really manifesting in someone's actions. Even criminals and terrorists are a divine being. It's just hidden. But everybody's a divine being, therefore the whole world is one family, as we say, because we're all divine beings. And Hindus don't believe that some people are intrinsically evil. No, they believe everybody is a divine being and should be guided on that basis. But of course, we also have an instinctive and an intellectual nature. In Gurudeva's teachings, we talk about instinctive, intellectual, and intuitive nature. Our nature is threefold, so it's not just a divine being. We also have instincts, because we're in a physical body. We have an intellect. So the instinct is what, if it's not controlled, causes people to act in destructive ways. They're not controlling the instinctive nature. But still, the person is a divine being. So I said something like that, and then the Baptist minister came on next. His idea is so foreign, I have to write it down to remember it. We do believe in the oneness of humanity, that we are all a fallen people, not inherently good. We are inherently selfish and self-centered, and that's why we need to be rescued or redeemed. So it's a very different idea. We're fallen. We're not divine beings. We're out of grace. And we have to be fixed. And if we're not fixed, then we remain fallen. Oh, very interesting idea. So the nature of human beings is looked at differently in different religions. That's the point. To say we're fallen beings and to say we're divine beings is about as far apart as you can get in belief. And then I was looking at some of the notes from the Hindu Mandir Executive Conference. And the Swami there from Guyana, Aksharananda, is that it? Was speaking a bit strongly on this topic. He got fired up about it. He has some YouTube videos on it from previous talks he's given. So if you want to hear a fiery talk, Swami Aksharananda, all religions are not the same, something like that on YouTube. So he was saying, well, any religion that believes in eternal hell is certainly different than Hinduism. So that's also an important point. That, as you've heard in my story of the 10-year-old in school, a 10-year-old Hindu was approached by a Christian boy. And in Texas, the Christian youth are taught to be aggressive even at 10 years of age. So the Hindu boy was told he was going to go to hell because he didn't believe a certain way. So he came home and told his father. His father got upset and talked to me at a satsang. And I said, well, the problem is the boy doesn't have an answer. Doesn't know what to say, so you need to give him an answer that works at the 10-year-old level. And then when he's 15, he needs an answer that works at the 15-year-old level, and so on. The answer would get more sophisticated as he got older. But so at the 10-year level, the answer was, well, Hindus believe that everyone eventually goes to heaven. In other words, which religion would you like, where there's a good chance where you go to hell, or a religion where it's guaranteed, you know, you're eventually going to get to heaven? Oh, it's a nice answer at the 10-year-old level. And that's true. We believe everybody will eventually become a spiritual being and attain realization. It's just not at the same time, because we didn't all start at the same time. But eventually everyone will get there, and that's a big difference in actually believing people are going to go to an eternal hell, eternal, versus everyone's going to eventually achieve God realization and be a very spiritual being. So those are just a few of the differences, but you can see there, you know, when you think about it, it starts to fall apart. And if you just look at the beliefs of Orthodox members, you know, you look at pastors, for example, for Christianity and see what they say, you'll see right away that it's really different than Hinduism, and there's no way the two can be compared. Well, thank you very much. Wonderful day.